What about Easter? Correct. Might as well get them all at one time. All right, let's turn to Acts chapter 12. Now, you know, you can attack all kind of things and get away with it, but there are a couple of sacred cows that if you get them, you just in trouble. Acts chapter 12. And, of course, these Christian holidays, I get in trouble all the time. I mean, I catch all kind of flack and all kind of heat. But listen, I spent a lot of time reading about it and a lot of time studying it, and I've looked through the Bible and I've looked through history, and there's not a doubt in my mind I am absolutely and emphatically correct. Now, if you haven't grown that much, or if you don't honestly see it, I'm not going to hold it against you. I'll love you anyway and pray for you. Amen. But you ought to study it a little bit. You ought to pray about it. And if God shows you that it's a pagan holiday, you ought to let it go. Amen. I really, be honest with you, I hated giving up Christmas. I liked all them presents, man. I mean, I love it. Well, I said, what I really liked about Christmas is I like the spirit. About a week or 10 days, 2 weeks before Christmas, all them Christmas carols and the cold weather and the people having parties and making cookies and fruitcake. I just love it, man. I really love the spirit of the season. But I'm not going to participate in it because I'm convinced it's wrong. Amen. If you're not convinced of that, help yourself. And if you have a lot of goodies, please remember me. Now, what about Easter? Well, look there in Acts chapter 12. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quadrillions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Now, the way most people get around this thing in the new translations is they take that word Easter out and put Passover. That is, you just change your Bible. Just, you know, mess with it. Now, listen. You've got to have some common sense about you. Where is Paul at in Acts 12:4? He's in prison. Whose prison is he in? He's in a Roman prison. What's the religion of the Romans? Baal worship, paganism. They worship Ishtar and all the gods. They're not Christians. They don't worship the God of the Bible. They don't worship Jesus Christ. They're what we call heathen or pagan. Now, those heathen and those pagans have all kinds of holidays. And there's one holiday in particular called Astarte Day, for the goddess Astarte. Now, Astarte was a female deity. She was a fertility goddess. And if you ever saw a picture of her, you'd be shocked. The statue of her has 500 breasts. The whole front of her is just multiple breasts. That's because she's the great mother. Now, the story goes about Astarte that she fell down from heaven, and the fishes and all got her in a big egg, and they pushed the egg to shore, and then all the turtle doves and stuff sat on it and hatched the egg out, and when the egg hatched, out came Astarte. That's the story of Easter. Now, they had this golden egg, and the story of Astarte 1,600 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. In Hyslop's Two Babylons, he has carvings, pictures carved of the egg and the fishes rolling its shore, all that whole mess, 1,600 years before Jesus Christ was born. Now, Astarte was the god of the Romans. Paul is a Jew. Paul's in prison because of his religion. Religious persecution. The Romans put him there because they don't like what he's preaching. Now, it says that the jailer was going to bring him forth out of the jail after Easter. Do you honestly believe that the Roman jailer was going to leave Paul in prison until after his holiday was over? Or do you think he was going to leave Paul in prison until his own holiday was over? Well, how would you do it? Man, when we have a holiday at work, I put off everything till it's over. Amen. Monday was a holiday. It was Labor Day. Ain't much of a holiday, but we'll take whatever we can get. Amen. So on Friday, I set everything up to commence working and come back to life on Tuesday. Why? I wanted it to wait until after Labor Day. Why? For their convenience? Heck no. For mine. I didn't want nobody messing up my day off. Now that Roman soldier didn't wait until Paul had celebrated his holiday. He waited until he celebrated his own holiday. Amen. Just exactly like you would have done. The ancient Druid bore an egg as the sacred symbol of their order. The Hindu have a mundane egg of gold. Japan has one of brass. Here's the story. An egg of wondrous size is said to have fallen from heaven to the river Euphrates. The fishes rolled it ashore. The doves settled on it and hatched it, and out came the Syrian goddess Astarte, or Easter. This was found in the Palestine Library at Rome in the time of Augustus Caesar. This article, this story, this legend about the egg was in the library in the days of Augustus Caesar. Augustus Caesar is the fellow who issued the proclamation to tax Mary and Joseph before Jesus was born. Got it? That is, Easter is not a Christian holiday. It's a pagan holiday. God only knows what Christians are doing running around with bunny rabbits and Easter eggs. And Easter trees now. Celebrating the birth of a bunny. Colored eggs. Bunny rabbits. Easter. You go down to the local Baptist church on Easter and they have an Easter egg hunt. Where do we draw the line? Where do we quit mixing paganism with Christianity? If you ever start it, where do you stop it? Say, preacher, your church don't celebrate Christmas? And your church don't celebrate Easter? No, usually about them times of year I preach on hell one week and heaven the other. No, we don't celebrate it. We don't participate in it. Now, we don't ostracize people that do. We try not to look down on them. We don't say anything about it. We don't make a big deal out of it. But we don't practice it. And we're not going to practice it. We're not going to put up tinsel and lights at Christmas. We're not going to put a tree in the living room. We're not going to hang mistletoe. Ain't nobody kissing my wife. Amen. And when Easter comes, we'll preach on the resurrection or something, or on hell or something, but we're not having Easter bunnies, Easter egg, bunny rabbits, or none of the rest of the tripe and chitlin that goes with it. If your kids come to this church on Easter, they will just have to go down to the Presbyterian church to have an egg hunt. We ain't going to have it here. Amen? All right, let's see. That's Easter. How much time we got left? Got any? 2 minutes? Oh, well, we don't have time. What's the next one here? Oh, this is much better. What is premillennialism? We'll start right there next week. Let's fire ahead and be dismissed. Brother Mark.
Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.